Welcome to Mind Styling, the podcast that explores how we can win at the game inside our heads and make a mark on this world in our own unique style, on our own terms.
We interview entrepreneurs and leaders who aren't afraid to push the boundaries and set their own definitions of success. We will share with you the tips and techniques they use to style their mind and give you the tools you need to start mind styling for yourself.
Hello, Becky here. I just wanted to jump in before this top tips episode to say apologies for some of the rogue audio that some of you may have got on the last episode. That has been rectified now, and any future downloads shouldn't be a problem. So thank you for continuing to listen, and we hope that you enjoy the episode. Before I press go, I just wanted to remind you that we do have a newsletter. So if you'd like to sign up for the Mind Styling newsletter and get notifications about episode and other things that we've got going on, then you can find the link in our show notes. We look forward to hearing from you. And here is today's episode.
Hello, lovely Mind Stylists. Today we are talking about top tips from Nick Ponsford of GEC. I'm Amy Armstrong.
And I'm Dr. Becky Sage.
So Nick's top tip was, you are not going to have all the skills you need, so build a support network around you. And I loved that distinction she made. We expect ourselves to be brilliant at everything. And as a startup founder, as an entrepreneur, as anybody in life, you're not going to have all the skills you need. In fact, I think in lockdown, we know that in particular.
Especially all those parent teachers out there.
it's IT is my bugbear. As you know, poor Becky.
We'll sort you on that. We will get to a point. We can manage that.
So, yes, how does this ring true for you, Becky? Or does it?
It absolutely rings true for me. And I think I know I kind of do this quite a lot on our top tips episode, but I'm going to go way back again, which is I was brought up to be very individual, very independent. I thought I had to have all the skills. And I was quite broad in what my interests and my, like, the areas where I was excelling. So that was a massive challenge. But equally, I couldn't see at the time that, like, actually it's really good to be good at some, like, one thing. I try and be good at everything, which of course is brilliant for a CEO role or a founder role, because you can kind of take on this jack of all approach to things, and that allows you to understand, you know, a bit about what's going on the tech side, a bit about what's going on the commercial side. You know, it's not always great because you don't feel like an expert in anything, but actually, and a lot of people had to say this to me over and over and over again, which was, and this is when I'm in that kind of CEO role, and I think it probably applies to people in leadership, in management, and, well, it applies for all of us. If we're trying to make a difference, we're not going to have all the skills we need to do that. And so, and like I said, so many people would say to me, you are stronger with the people that you bring in. So you don't have to be the expert in all of it. You just have to be able to really enable and understand the experts that you're bringing in. And I've really flipped it and gone, and I can remember somebody who hopefully we'll bring onto the podcast at some point saying to me, you know, if you want an A-plus business, bring in A-plus people. And I think that that's such a good rule to stick by. You know, if you get the best, and whatever that means, people, skills that you can. And so it's something I would like to reflect on, a little story to tell that I told at another event the other day. And sometimes you don't always know what those skills are that you need, or they kind of come along as you're going along. And a good example for me was one at board level, where we had a board, but it wasn't really functioning very well. And there were certain issues within that board. And at the same time, I didn't have a great deal of experience with legals. I didn't know the Companies Act inside out. You know, I didn't every single clause in our articles whilst I'd go through and look at them. You don't fully understand exactly how that is to be applied. I'm not a lawyer, you know, and so I brought on board somebody who had a lot more experience in that area to be the chair of our company, because I knew that first and foremost, if that board wasn't functioning well, then the business wasn't going to function well. So that was one where it wasn't an expectation in terms of this is what I'm going to need to bring in to build this business. But as we went along, that particular step had a more of a fundamental impact on the business than anything else, and really enabled us to move forward. So yeah, it's a really important thing to recognize you don't have all those skills. You might be sitting there trying to hold all these things together, but actually you could bring one person in, or you can even talking to other people or getting training, that can unlock so many things. And that often where you think you've got barriers, that's the thing that's going to help you to move forward and move that mountain that you thought was in front of you.
And it's so, particularly with small teams, you know, every time you add one person in, the potential for retraction or expansion is massive. So if it's the wrong person and the fit isn't right, it can really absorb the energies and set you back. But if you get the right person in with complementary skills, the synergistic impact can be massive. And so you become far greater than the sum of the parts. I think it's really interesting also your distinction around not expecting yourself to know inside out. However, that responsibility to understand and to seek to understand where they're coming from. So you're going to have a range of experts informing you. And understanding their issues, understanding why certain things keep coming up, or why they haven't contributed on this angle, or they're taking that particularly difficult stance on that angle. Understanding, so that phrase, seek first to understand before being understood, I think is really critical. And it's also really important because, yes, saying I'm not going to know everything here. However, also not allowing yourself to just say that's not my business, that's none of my that's not my problem, they're going to do it. Actually, you're in it together as a senior leadership team. You're in it together, and so it's together unpicking it, understanding it. Certain people own certain parts, but it's your responsibility to be able to speak their language, for instance. And on a really small level, so if you're looking at micro businesses where the startup, you know, it might be you and your Instagram page, for instance, it's actually you. Yes, you can contract out that Instagram, but it's also understanding it yourself. So yes, so in our partnership, for instance, Becky, you are fluent on social media in contrast to me, because I have taken a very pragmatic perspective that actually, you know, I will communicate, I will use it, but that's not my area of expertise. But it's really important that I understand it and I understand how to use it, because then I can contribute and add value.
This is such an interesting example, because we haven't really talked about some of the things that we've been doing. And I was just thinking about that, you know, obviously it's pertinent right now. And we've talked a lot about how we split responsibilities because we know that we both can learn. And I think we both have this thing where we're like, we can do everything. We can learn. We can develop these skills.
Growth mindset.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, we've also got to say, for the business to move where we want it to go, what's the best way of doing that? And I think that, you know, we've obviously talked a lot about our values and our, you know, and the why and all of the underpinning. And I think we're really aligned to that. And that helps us to trust each other to go off and develop those skills. I was having the exact same conversation about Instagram with another founder yesterday, who was like, well, I just want to get someone in because this isn't my thing. And that's a particularly challenging one, actually, because it's all about you know, whose voice is it? And can you trust that that person's voice is reflecting what you're doing as a business? So that's an interesting question in itself. And I guess that's when we, so when it comes to kind of bringing these skills in that you need for the journey, and we've talked about this in some of the other episodes as well, I think, is about bringing the people in that are going to be a good fit, as well as bringing the people in that have that, like, technical or business skill set. It's also the valuers alignment and the same passion that you've got, that that they want the same out, or they want a complementary outcome. Won't always be exactly the same, but there'll be something complementary there.
Well, as a senior leadership team, or as a senior group, or as a partners, actually, you've just got to be on the same path. Otherwise, you're going to start, and and that's something you just have to tune into, because actually, otherwise, if those paths start to diverge, you're going to have technology that's developed nuanced in a different way that takes the company a different way. You're going to have copy that's written that isn't quite on message. And yet it's beautifully written, but it's not the message that was intended. And so actually that alignment at top level is key. And I think your point about, yes, we have bringing an A player in, it's not just about their skill set, it's about their value set and their vision. And together you'll all do so much better. And having debates along the way, that's absolutely fine. That's healthy.
So you learn, right?
Yeah. And Steve Jobs talked about wonderful arguments, which, of course, if you're averse to conflict, you just wouldn't put those. It was an oxymoron, you know. It's like you wouldn't put those two words together. But actually, that's the value of debate and testing ideas. But the key is the conclusion.
And moving forward up to together.
Yes, and moving forward together.
So I say moving forward together. Actually, your conclusion might be you don't want to move forward together. And I think that that's healthy as well. And it's recognizing that that's okay too. So it's kind of, that's partly this whole courageous communication thing. You also just made me think, I've been marking lots of organizational talent strategies one of my university hats on. And a lot of them are talking about the issue with hiring stars. And so there's something there as well. Again, it's about culture fit. It's about values fit. It's about, I think we recognize enough, and probably a lot of the listeners as well, is that your skills go so much beyond what it is that you're kind of technically bringing to the table. And you'd hear things like hire for attitude, not necessarily just the skill sets. But I think that you also do need to make sure you're bringing the right skills in, and that you are, that you know that that person can do the job, or is going to quickly be able to get themselves into the position where they can do the job that you've brought them in to do. It's just the values fit has to be there too.
I was just thinking back on that TED talk by Margaret Heffman about chickens. It's great. You just basically, you can't have too many leaders. So So it's a really interesting one for entrepreneurs, because it's about actually getting complementary skills and styles of work. And actually, if you've just got a whole series of alphas and no team players, then you're going to quickly have descent in the ranks. Let's put a link to that TED talk. It's a really interesting one, and you and I can talk about it another time. But it's fascinating, and it's just really important that when you're crafting your team, it's complementary styles of work and styles of thinking as well as expertise. And so hiring A players, hiring stars, actually it's about ones that complement each other. And so sometimes you're going to have to make decisions and you're like, God, I want their skill set, but I don't really want them around the board table. How do we do that? And that's when you get creative.
Yeah.
You structure the contract differently. And they won't want to be there if their voice isn't going to be heard and listened to. It'll be a very destructive, demoralizing experience for everyone. And so actually, how do you create the most positive environment?
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to come on to, kind of talking about this idea of skills. And of course, it doesn't mean you have to hire that person, or maybe there's a different way of hiring somebody, yes. You know, and it doesn't have to be full time, or it doesn't have to be permanent, or it doesn't have to, it can be a subcontractor, or it can be, you know, there's so many different ways that you can do this. You can work with kind of different interns who are maybe there for a short period of time, or you can work with researchers, for example. There's so many different yes. ways that you can look to bring people in. And I think it's all about clarity of what you want, what you need in that, and what your boundaries are. You know, you're going to have limitations when it comes to money, or you're going to have whatever it might be, like equipment, space. Right now in this pandemic, there's all sorts of limitations, although perhaps less when it comes to hiring, because you know, you haven't got your physical space so much to think about. But so getting the skills in isn't just about bringing those people onto your team. There can be different ways of doing it. You can also get it through your networks, through your communities, you know, and I'm sure so many of us do. We do a Google search to figure out some of these things to bring in skills in a way, in a really light touch way. But sometimes yes. that might be all you need. So there's so many different ways to either develop those skills or bring them into the company. And as you said, you just need to make sure you are respectful of those skills that those people are bringing, that you understand them, and that you can speak the language of the people that you're bringing in, or you have a good understanding of the fact that you can't, and you have the right translators in the room. So yes. I think, yeah, there's a lot to unpick here, and perhaps growth mindset is more than anything else the point of this top tip. It's about saying we're not going to have all the skills, that's okay. It doesn't, just because you don't have it now doesn't mean that you can't get to where you're going.
Yes, it says it's sort of a growth mindset for the company and growth mindset for yourself, and acknowledging that you can't do everything, and at some point you're going to have to reach out. And then, as you said just then, clarity about how you behave, how what your purpose is, and what winning looks like for you, and hiring in a way, or contracting in, or bringing those skills in whatever way, whether it's you or someone else, and just knowing your strengths, playing to those, and then getting others to cover the gaps, but in a clever way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. So I think for the listeners, again, it's about looking at where you are. And especially if you're feeling a bit demoralized, or you're feeling like, I don't really know where to go from here, take a step back, break it down. Like, what is it you really need right now? It's always good to brainstorm / write things down, do a bit of a mind map, and just get some of that clarity. And then you can go out there and find the things that you need. So let us know how you got on. We are on social media at Mind Styling Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and at Mind Styling Pod on Twitter. And we have a newsletter. So please do sign up for our newsletter. It's been really great to be able to communicate with you outside of the podcast. So those of you who are already receiving the newsletter, thank you for all the contributions that you've been making to the Mind Styling community.
Thank you. Take care, everyone.
So we can't always control the situations that are going on outside of us, but we can be in control of how we react to those situations.
And that is what mind styling is all about.